All right, so we will move forward with public comments. All I have is Colson Douglas at this time.
Colson Douglas, 16139 Northeast 15th Place, Stark, Florida, 32091. Frankly, this contract should not be touched tonight. The agenda was just posted yesterday morning at 10 a.m., and I came by here that afternoon to pick up a copy of the contract so I could look over it and provide any feedback I had. Nobody had a clue what I was talking about. There was no contract available. I haven't seen it. So here we are making a decision on hiring a new personnel when little public notice, because the agenda was just posted a little over 24 hours ago, and this contract I can't even get my hands on. It's ridiculous. Everything around here seems to be a circus. Nothing's ever done right around here. We don't even have an auditor. We have illegal commission districts. Our budget is tapping into reserves. It's just out of control. And I keep coming back and coming back, and it just falls on deaf ears. And I don't know if you're looking around, but attendance is pretty low. And I watch other local governmental meetings, and people come. I think people come to the other counties' meetings because they're heard and they're listened to, which is not something that we get here.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Douglas. Okay, moving forward, we have item number two, the approval of the consent agenda. Looking for a motion to approve.
Mr. Chair, I would offer a motion to approve the consent agenda with the exception of 2E. I had asked Mr. Sexton to remove it from the consent agenda so that we can discuss it.
So you want to remove it to discuss it?
Yes.
Do you want to discuss it now, or do you want to remove it and then move forward with the discussion?
We can discuss it now. Okay. I have no issue with the general contract except for the section 6E, page 6 of 12. And in that particular section, it indicated that on the effective date of this agreement, the manager shall be provided with an advance lump sum of 120 hours of accumulated personal leave, which manager may begin to utilize immediately upon employment in addition to any and all other personal leave which manager may thereafter accrue. My issue with it is that this is unprecedented. We don't do that for any employee. Our leave is accumulated based on service, and from 0 to 5 years, the amount of leave accrued would be 10 hours. If we do this, it sends the wrong message to all of our employees, and it's in contrast to what our policy said, and that we'll be providing 120 hours up front before our new person even gets started. So it's not right to do this piece. The rest of it is fine, but this one we should not.
Commissioners?
I agree with her. It is earned, and I do understand what she's saying. I'm not sure why it was put in there, but I agree it should be earned.
I thought it was put in there simply because that Mr. Cornegay already had other things scheduled that he needed time off before he accepted his job. Am I correct? And so that's why it was put in there. I had a long discussion with our attorney about it before this meeting, but that's what I was under, that he needed that time for a vacation that was already planned and scheduled before he even applied for this particular job at the county. So that's why he was asking for that.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
I have no objection to Mr. Cornegay taking time. Sometimes you get a new job and you've already paid for your cruise, your vacation at a certain time, and you've spent money. So I have no issue at the time when he wants to take the vacation, but it's against our policy to advance that time that hasn't been earned. So allow him to take the time whenever that time is, but not that we pay for that up front.
Okay. And it was also my understanding, talking to Mr. Sexton, just as you said, Mr. Riddick, and that Mr. Cornegay had some time set aside. I believe it was coming up next year. And then he also had a couple of weekends where it was just going to be a Friday and And I think that that was also part of just the negotiation in his contract. And basically, you know, as you can see, there were some other items in here that he negotiated.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and so again, that was my understanding as well. So, you know, I'm looking at it from a different side, like I do sometimes, because of the private side.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that, you know, that's something that I would negotiate in a contract as well,
mm-hmm.
is having, you know, mm-hmm. a certain amount of time off, you know, so.
Yeah.
And again, that's just the way that I read it, and that's the way that I understood
yeah.
it.
And Mr. Chair, when we know what our policy said, and if we go outside of that, we knowingly agreed to something that's really contrary to what we're supposed to do. And then if we know, we have to share and make that known, so that we don't do something that's against what we should be doing. But I understand, you know, if he had advanced vacation time, he should, you know, be allowed to take that time, but, you know, on his own time.
And I'll be honest, I wish Mr. Sexton was here tonight, but to answer this question, but because I hope I get it right here, but when I was talking to Mr. Sexton about it, because he'll already be here 1 year, so he would already have accrued comp time. And I don't believe it was that much more than what he would have normally. And Mrs. Roden, I don't want to put you on the spot. I don't know if you... I didn't know if you had that conversation with Mr. Sexton about... because like I said, this will be a year into his contract before he wanted to do this.
Oh.
And Mr. Sexton was saying something about it wouldn't really be that much more than what would normally be allowed that he would already have accrued.
Getting up to that point?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, up to that time.
Up to that time.
Probably, yes, sir. I don't think it would be too much more. And I think Mr. Sexton's position when I spoke to him was that he felt that this was a reasonable request, that, you know, part of negotiations with an executive, what makes Mr. Cornegay a bit different than, you know, an average employee is that he's in an executive position eligible for negotiations, regardless of whether you agree with it or not. But I think that was part of his, he felt like it was a reasonable request, and that because he's beginning in the middle of the year, he hasn't had time to accrue leave. That was the extent of our conversation about it when he was, you know, advising me of the matters on the consent agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but and that was the other conversation I had with Mr. Sexton, that, you know, hey, this is a contract that we were negotiating, and every one of us put input into it. And then when he met with Mr. Cornegay for, I think, like 3 hours, this is some of the stuff they had talked about, and that's where the modifications came in.
It's my understanding that as a new up to, from 0 to 5 years, you accrue 10 hours per month, switch with equate to about 120 hours at the end of the next year. So there would not be a need to advance 120 hours now, which could be used at any time.
Mr. Cornegay, excuse me, I'm sorry. Finish, uh-huh. Please, I'm sorry. Okay. I thought you were finished. Go ahead.
Oh. So I'm saying if you get 10 hours per month and it's a year out, he would accumulate this amount of time, 120 hours. So it wouldn't be a need to advance that now.
Okay. And my understanding, and Mr. Cornegay, was it we were talking about next summer, is that correct? Like in June or July? Thanks.
Is this on?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Good evening, Commissioner.
Good evening.
Chairman, it's next July. We had, my wife and I had bought and paid for a Norwegian cruise to Iceland, which is about 2 weeks, and it's non-refundable, so if I was not able to go, then I would lose the money. But, and then a couple of, as I told Will, I have a couple of hunting trips, but they're mostly just weekenders, so, you know, the... I don't even remember what the amount was. Was it 15 days what we asked for?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so that would cover that. The 15 days would cover the cruise and the few little hunting trips. So that was That was the reason for the request and the negotiation. And as you know, the total value, the total compensation package that you offered initially, I actually agreed to less.
Yeah.
I actually bargained down, which don't let that be any indication of my negotiating skills going forward. But yeah, even if you do decide to preload the leave account, I'm taking less in total compensation than what you offered initially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with the excluding the health insurance benefits.
I'm aware.
Mm-hmm. That's where he was talking about.
Yeah.
You know, accepting less, and again, like I said, talking to Will, I did not have issue with the time because, again, I think it still probably amounts to a little bit either less or right at what that amount was. And you know, and that was one of the things that we talked about when we talked about a range. You know, I think that we're certainly still, as we discussed, starting at the lower end, even though, you know, he has asked for more to make up for the insurance, but I think we're still – you know, still right where we wanted to be as a board, you know, on that lower end. So as far as negotiating the hours, like I said, that's something that I'm accustomed to. And I think in an executive position that Mr. Cornegay would be in, I don't see issue with that.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Cornegay, I understand. I perfectly understand the advanced vacation and that. And I have no issue, even if you don't have the time, that you should be able to go because you've already prearranged that. But because we do have a policy about how a leave is accrued, it's and we're starting out, we want to start out fresh and start out really on the right foot. It would send the wrong message to our employees if we did that in advance before the time is earned. But by the time your vacation comes, maybe what a 3 months shy of the if you're starting October, then next October. So if you're going to go in July, that'll be approximately 3 months or 30 hours short of what you are asking. So that shouldn't prohibit you from taking your vacation at all. But I want us to start out right and start out on the right foot. Mm-hmm. And I really appreciate your negotiation for the additional salary versus the insurance. But if we did what you're asking in 2E, it won't be right. It's just is contrary to what our policy, and I don't want to start off that way.
Any further comments? I don't have issue with it. I don't have issue with the contract. The revisions that were put in there, I don't have issue with. And again, I think what we discussed and where we wanted to be, I think we're still right there. And, you know, I just didn't even consider, you know, as far as like our, you know, board supervised departments and their employees, as far as, you know, what their policies are. Again, just as Ms. Roden said, you know, I think it's just more of an executive type position, and he negotiated that in his contract, and I'm willing to accept that.
And I agree. I think it was negotiated into the contract. If Mr. Cornegay were to come in here and said, I want $105,000, I won't accept $100,000, I'm sure we would have went for five more and gave it with him, give it to him. But so, yeah, I don't have a problem with the contract at all myself.
Is this something that we have done in the past? And again, I'm not accustomed to this kind of contract. You know, like I said, and nothing, it's just I'm used to people starting negotiating salary. I do know the lead, but is this something that we have done in the past with executives like this?
I can't say that we have or haven't. I honestly couldn't point to anything that says we have or haven't. I think it's the board's policy, and you as a board can at any time make amendments. You have that discretion at any time based on the circumstances. This is actually the first time that the board has went out through this level of, you know, advertising for a county manager and soliciting and going through a process. So I think you are in a great position to, you know, do something new if it's something you agree with, and you would be within your rights. You can, you have the discretion to amend your policy.
Well, with what the agreement with the insurance and everything, and what it took out, then I can understand the hours. So I would, with everything that he gave up, then I would agree with it too.
Yeah.
Is that good?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Okay, so again, going back to item two, you were making a motion to exclude
E.
E.
Right.
Okay, is there a second for that motion?
Well, the motion was to, with the exception of 2E for discussion, you've had discussion. Mm-hmm. So does that mean now we need to make a new motion, or it was for discussion purposes, so you had that opportunity to do that?
Yeah, we didn't. Yeah, but we did not get a second on the motion, correct?
Correct. We discussed it, but you're right, you didn't get a second on.
Right, right. Okay. So let's just back up then. So we had a motion to approve the consent agenda with the exclusion of item E from Commissioner Spooner.
Yeah.
Do we have a second? Okay. Hearing none, that motion fails. And so we're looking for a motion to approve the consent agenda items, with all items.
I'll make that motion.
So you have a motion from Commissioner Andrews.
Second.
Second from Commissioner Riddick. Any further discussion?
Yes, and just a note for our board that if you're gonna amend a personnel rule, there's a process for that. And what we are doing now is setting a precedence for what we should not be doing. And so I object for that reason.
Okay.
We're not doing it proper in what we're doing. I have no issue with the rest of the contract for Mr. Carnegie, but I have an exception for 6E.
Okay. All right. So we had a motion from Commissioner Andrews, a second from Commissioner Riddick. Okay, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Commissioner Spooner?
Nay.
Commissioner Andrews?
Aye.
Commissioner Riddick?
Aye.
And Commissioner Doherty? Aye. Motion carries 3-1.